Good afternoon. Welcome back to Passionate World Talk Radio, a wholly owned subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Educate, enlighten, entertain, mindfulness. And on today's episode of Scam Damnation, we're going to talk about elder scam, where the scammers go after the senior citizens of our country, or any country for that matter, because we're not as sharp as we once were. And whether it's good, bad, or even indifferent, we have a tendency to trust, because that's the kind of world in which we were brought up in. That kind of world no longer exists, but a lot of us, for whatever the reason, don't always acknowledge it. So this article caught my mind. It's from MoneyWise, and it's from last week. So it's current, but not current present. And the top of the article was written by Sarah Sharkey. And the title is Houston Man 65 Loses $500,000 Life Savings in Elder Scam. Now he doesn't know if he'll be ever able to retire. And there are a lot of elders out there who can't retire anyway because Social Security is not enough. So they need to get a second or third job. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, you should know there is a cap on how much money you can earn while you're on Social Security. And if you want to know, look up Social Security Gov. Go over to Google and Google it, and they'll point you in the right direction and find out what you need to do. So if you're already retired and you start a company and make $1 billion, chances are you're going to lose your Social Security and be taxed. But what the heck, you're already being taxed on your Social Security. So that's pretty much a moot point. Okay. And like most people in the United States, this gentleman receives scam phone calls. Everybody does. And although he usually ignores them, this time he did not, because he fell into a convincing trap. After the caller identified himself as the Vietnamese embassy, this gentleman picked up the phone, and the caller claimed that someone was perpetrating crimes like money laundering in his name, which meant he needed to rearrange his finances. However, as he had received an official IRS letter 2 weeks prior warning him that his identity might have been stolen, he immediately thought the situation was legitimate and started following what the scammers gave him in direction. Within 5 months, he had redirected and lost around $500,000. And then he says, now I can't sleep. And there's another episode of that. I'm 49 years old and have nothing saved for retirement. What should I do? And then they answer what you should do if you don't have enough funds. And this is what this gentleman had to do. So when you lose to scammers your future after you worked hard all your life, it's a real blow to your ego and how your confidence level zeros. He's age 65 and he had planned to retire in the new future. But after losing his life savings, he might not be feasible for him. And he says, quote, I don't know when I can retire if I have to work until I die. Well, guess what? Women have that question all the time, and nobody seems to get upset about the fact that a clerk salary or a working in the post office within your company or secretary or even sometimes some administration assistants don't make that much money either. And they're going to have to work until the day they drop dead. But I guess when you lose your life savings, it's more of a scare. His daughter is trying to help him out and starting a GoFundMe, which has already raised five figures to help him get back on his feet. However, you should be forewarned if you're an elder or getting close to that line of becoming termed an elder. According to the FBI, elderly Americans lose more than $3 billion per year to scams. In 2023, that number was $3.4 billion, an increase of 11% from the previous year, with government impersonation scams accounting for $180 million in losses. Although this government impersonation scam hurt his family, it's not the only type of fraud that is out there. Some of the most common elder scams, take out your pen, pencils, and pieces of paper, ladies and gentlemen, include romance scams, lottery scams, tech support scams, sweepstakes scams, and loved ones in trouble scams. But you can protect yourself by remaining alert. So when you receive an unsolicited phone call, or you're in doubt who they're claiming to be, hang up immediately and then call that particular bank, financial advisor, whoever you can contact that you know is real, and find out for them if indeed this call that you just received is legit. If it isn't, you've dodged the bullet. If it is, they will probably get back in contact with you. And what you need to do is to get someone there on that phone call with you to ask the necessary questions to make sure that they are really legit. Or turn it over to your bank or call up the IRS and say, I received this call. I don't recognize the name and I'm not sure it's legitimate. Could you please confirm this? And they will probably tell you that they don't work that way. And that somebody was trying to scam you. One moment, please.